Steven Crowder's team is pushing back over allegations that are circulating on social media from a former employee. Gerald Morgan, the CEO of Louder with Crowder, joins us to discuss. The FBI is targeting FBI whistleblowers, and we're speaking with one exclusively today. FBI whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle details how they're targeting him financially. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is celebrating today, and rightfully so. Criminal charges that have been going on for over a decade were just dismissed. We'll bring you the latest with Brandon Walkins. EMF frequencies are extremely dangerous, and you probably don't even realize it, especially if you're sitting next to your microwave. Gina Paith joins us. All that and more on The Brianna Morello Show. Perfect. Oh, you actually probably should do the bump in for this because since the start of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We're so happy you chose to join us tonight. We've literally got a jam-packed program for you. There's so much going on. And, well, it's not just what we have on the show guest-wise. It's also what's going on in the headlines. And, you know, I always turn over to citizenfreepress.com whenever I need to catch up on all the chaos that's going on right now in our news cycle. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm on Citizen Free Press looking at what Kane has been publishing on the website. So let's jump in. CFP's got a lot going on, guys. They're just hammering out these headlines. First up, obviously, this catches my attention as a former New Yorker. I cannot believe that they are still doing this. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, well, she just put out her new proposal for the budget. And, well, it's pretty alarming. Kathy Hochul is looking to give illegal aliens $2.4 billion. That's with a B, guys. Billion. Okay. So they're looking to spend it on, you know, migrant care. So they always say, to make it sound like it's so nice. Pushing state-funded housing construction, which is very, very scary, especially if you're a homeowner in New York. That means that they're going to try to put up anything that they can, any type of housing structure near anyone's homes. And they don't care. These people don't care. As long as it's not near their homes, Democrats don't give a damn. All right, guys. So it's very, very interesting again, folks, because that's $2.4 billion. The bulk of this money is obviously going towards New York City. That's where they're housing most of these illegals. But they're trying to, New York is trying to shift these illegals to other counties. There's a lot of counties like my former county, Suffolk County in Long Island, who's pushing back and saying we're not going to take illegals, and rightfully so. But the state is creating just a massive, massive issues for New Yorkers. Why even be there anymore? See, there's really no reason to be there. I mean, if you're a business owner, you're going to get targeted through lawfare if they don't like your political views. Maybe you make a donation to a politician that they don't like, a conservative politician. They're going to target you that way. They're also going to target you by just, if you're a homeowner, they're going to put up a property that illegals possibly could be residing in. And, well, you can't say anything about that. You can't push back because, well, these communists, well, they don't like that. And they will fight you to the T. And you don't want to face Letitia James. So obviously disturbing, but no surprise here. But again, folks, this is why so many of us have left New York and we moved to places like Florida, of course, because, well, Florida doesn't do that nonsense. We highly discourage illegal immigration. In fact, here in Florida, they will report you to ICE and they won't give you any free incentives. And that's the difference between Florida and New York these days. And, well, we're not arresting homeowners who are trying to push back on people who are squatting in their homes too. That's another big one, but we'll get to that later. All right. So what's going on in Florida? Well, many of you are familiar with Governor Ron DeSantis and how he's been battling it out with Walt Disney, but it looks like the two have actually come to an agreement. According right now to several media outlets, Disney has reached a settlement with the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. If you guys remember, Disney was engaging in a lot of politics and was trying to tell us that you got to let children have access to pornography through books. They were pushing it. And it was the LGBT whatever push that they were trying to do. So this is a big win ultimately for Disney because the settlement will see two parties drop all lawsuits filed against each other and negotiate a new development agreement related to the 40-mile area that includes its Orlando parks. And yeah, guys, this is great news. This is what happens when Republicans actually push back, actually defend their beliefs. We have victories like this. And this is a very, very important victory that, well, needs to be celebrated. And many of you, if you're not familiar, Of course, last year, Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida Republicans pushed forward legislation, which the media likes to refer to as a Don't Say Gay bill. Now, I always joke and say, well, the reason why they call it the Don't Say Gay bill, of course, is because it doesn't say the word gay in it. And that's the reality. If you read the legislation yourself, which I highly recommend everyone goes and do, it doesn't say the word gay in it at all. It just tells you that creepy teachers cannot talk to your child about sex, and rightfully so, they shouldn't be able to. And so kudos again to Florida Republicans for having a spine on this issue and sticking to their guns. Now let's head back over to Citizen Free Press's website. Again, folks, you know, this is where we always go. There's so much to unpack when it comes to even illegal immigration. Honestly, there's a story every day of an illegal alien who is coming into our country. And I gotta stop saying illegal immigration because there are illegal aliens who are invading our country. And that's how it needs to be phrased. Sorry, guys. I come from the corporate media world and I'm trying to, you know, repent. But let's go to this. All right, guys. So I brought up this story on my Twitter page, and it has to do with an illegal alien who has been charged with murder after he murdered a Michigan woman during a failed carjacking. Now, their relationship, according to some reports, is that they were in a relationship, these two. Sadly, this young woman lost her life, and it's very upsetting. But the key to all of this is this individual was actually deported, guys, during the years of when Donald Trump was in the White House. But he snuck back into the country, of course, when President Joe Biden was in the White House. And so that, again, guys, it's so infuriating. It is so infuriating to see this to continue to happen. Again, I mean, look at him. He looks like a scumbag, but innocent until proven guilty, which I think should be an exclusive for American citizens only, but that is debatable, apparently. But again, folks, this individual is accused. He's got several charges that he's facing right now. He actually illegally, according to reports, illegally had a firearm that he was not supposed to be carrying, which is very interesting. And that's how he shot, sadly, this woman. And the list just goes on. I mean, he didn't have a license, or he had a suspended license. It looks like, you know, all these blue states are giving these illegals licenses, driver's licenses, and allowing them to do so. And well, they are able to operate cars in their states, which is deeply concerning because it encourages this illegal behavior. So he's been charged with murder. He's been charged with possession of a 9mm, of course, illegally. And carjacking, I believe, was the last charge that I did see. So it's deeply concerning. But again, this is what's happening under Joe Biden's America. And it's sad that we have another casualty, but we're seeing this every single day. We're seeing murder, we're seeing sexual assaults. And well, Democrats just say, oh, well, we tried. You know, every now and then someone slips through the cracks. They're just deplorable human beings. It's just disgusting. So again, folks, you got to head over to citizenfreepress.com when you're looking to catch up on all of the latest stories. Kane and all of his friends over there, all of his staff, they're plugging away at the latest headlines that you guys need to look into. So I highly recommend right now you head over to citizenfreepress.com. Start your morning off with it every day. I know I do. Again, folks, it's citizenfreepress.com. That's how you start off your morning. And folks, we've got a jam-packed program for you, like I mentioned earlier in the show. So many people joining us. Listen, we've got Gerald Morgan. You might be familiar with him. He is the CEO of Loud Earth Crowder. He is speaking out after allegations surfaced on social media regarding, you know, a former employee making allegations of abuse and other things. So we're going to talk to him and have him answer for, because we only heard one side of the argument. So we've got to hear the other side of it. And also includes a lawsuit against this former employee. We're also going to be joined by FBI whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle. Garrett O'Boyle is exclusively speaking with us in regards to, well, the FBI like harassing his family and making him pay thousands and thousands of dollars. There's so many people coming up in the program, folks. Stay tuned. We've got plenty more heading your way. I want to let our audience in on a little secret. I'm saving hundreds of dollars each year after switching over both of my lines to Patriot Mobile. Yes, so now my business and personal line are with Patriot Mobile. Now, Patriot Mobile uses the same towers that you're probably already using now, except it's less expensive. So my 5G towers that I love to use my old provider, I'm still using them now. I'm just paying significantly less money to do so. And on top of it all, Patriot Mobile believes in the same things you and I believe in. They have the same morals. So they donate to causes that are like pro-life causes, veteran causes, and even the NRA. It's incredible. So I highly recommend you head over to patriotmobile.com right now, take a look at their plans, and sign up. And today, if you sign up and use promo code Brianna, they're going to waive the activation fee. Yes, you heard it right. They're going to waive the activation fee. Just make sure you use promo code Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Struggling to get a good night's sleep? Well, you're not alone. Millions of Americans are struggling to sleep at night. And well, it's deeply concerning. There's so many health issues involved with that as well. It's an epidemic of sleeplessness that is suddenly harming your health and well-being. But before you reach for melatonin, you got to consider other options, natural options. Well, and natural options that don't, you know, disrupt your sleeping cycles, which are very, very important. So I got to tell you about how you could do this. You could simply do this by heading over right now to twc.health/Brianna. So I got to tell you about the Restful Sleep Formula. It's crafted by awake doctors who understand the harms of melatonin, like Dr. Peter McCulloch, who's obviously one of the executives over at the wellness company. And well, he understands this more than anyone. He's one of the many who have put together this all-natural alternative to melatonin. It's packed with ashwagandha. It's also packed with passion flower and so many other critical natural ways to resolve this issue. Each powerful capsule is so important to helping you get deep sleep. And well, here's the kicker. With Restful Sleep Formula, you actually save 56% compared to buying all of these supplements separately. So you're saving money with just this offer alone. Plus, just because you're listening to today's shows, folks, you're going to get an extra 10% off plus free shipping when you use promo code Brianna. That's promo code Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A. And don't just dream about better sleep, folks. Make it a reality. Visit twc.health/Brianna. That's twc.health/Brianna today. And when you use promo code Brianna, you're going to secure 10% off plus free shipping. If you're looking for a better night's sleep, guys, you got to get on this right now. Months ago, FBI whistleblowers came forward and spoke in front of Congress. You might recall someone named Garrett O'Boyle. He's an FBI whistleblower, and he was one of the many who testified in front of Congress and detailed how the FBI has become weaponized, something we talk about on this program quite often. But there's very little follow-up after these FBI whistleblowers spoke. Well, sadly, yesterday, we saw a post from Garrett. In it, Garrett details how he was forced to pay the FBI over $3,000. That's what you see right here on your screen, folks. So Garrett was forced to pay his debts to the FBI and pay up over $3,000. Now, you're probably wondering where this all came from. It was deeply concerning for us. It looks like it has to do with the FBI and the moving expenses that they are forcing him to pay back. Now, I'm going to have Garrett join us in just a few moments to detail exactly what that means, because I think it's really important. But it's another sign of the lawfare that goes on throughout our country. The FBI bullies people. It's historically known. Many of us know that. If you talk to FBI whistleblowers, all of them will pretty much tell you that when they come forward, there's different avenues of harassment that they usually take up. And so a lot of them just don't come forward. It's deeply concerning, and it always sparks my interest. Now, I reached out to Chairman Jim Jordan's office regarding this payment that was forced on Garrett's behalf. And well, this is what they said to our show. What the FBI has done to Garrett O'Boyle and his family is reprehensible and morally disgusting. That's why the Judiciary Committee and Weaponization Committee have introduced the Protect Whistleblowers from Retribution Act. And then they go on to saying that they hope that Democrats could support it. And they're saying that they're going to go look into this, is what they've told us. So let's bring Garrett O'Boyle on, because I want to discuss all of this with him. Garrett O'Boyle joins us now with his attorney, Jesse Bunnell. Thank you both for being on. We greatly appreciate your time.
Hi, Brianna. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. So Garrett, I want to get to this first, because I want you to detail what this means. So when you became an FBI whistleblower, before that, you were asked by the FBI to relocate, and you did so. So detail as to why you moved and what that meant for your family.
Right. So unbeknownst to me at the time, back in May of 2022, I tried out for a new specialty unit that the FBI was creating in the Quantico region. And I went and tried out for that unit, and I was selected for that unit. So oftentimes you will see my name and information about me being twisted and smeared in the media as perhaps that I'm some type of malcontent. That couldn't be further from the truth. I've always worked hard. I've always strived to do better and to do more, which is precisely why I tried out for and was selected for an FBI SWAT team. And then fast forward a couple years, I tried out for and was selected for this new unit. And I started the transfer process. And anybody who's worked in the government knows that that's a months-long process. And around that time is when the FBI started investigating me. And I didn't know that at the time. And I sell my family's home. We pack up our belongings in Kansas, which is where I was stationed back then. And we also had a baby in that interim time. We were living in an Airbnb just outside of Wichita. And we knew it was going to be an interesting part of our journey, but we didn't know how interesting it would get. So I end up reporting to my new unit when my youngest daughter was about 2 weeks old. And on my very first day at that new unit, I get suspended. And it was out of left field to me. I had been engaging with protected disclosures to Congress for many months at that time, on and off, about things that I saw that was concerning. And the FBI, because the government is intimately involved with your transfer when it's for work like this was, they knew this. They knew we just had a baby. They knew we sold our house. And I report to the new unit. We were about to close on our house in Virginia about 1 week later. Well, the FBI ensured that that never happened. So as part of that transfer, they came and they packed up all of our belongings in Kansas, and they transported them to a storage unit in Virginia. And after months of even trying to get our own belongings after I got suspended, they finally allowed me at my own cost to go and retrieve them. They've never reimbursed any of these costs regarding the transfer, regarding the cost to rent the Airbnb, all things they told us on the front end that they would cover. And so then I get hit with this bill, which they claim is for the taxes on the transfer. So they let me engage in this transfer in good faith, meanwhile knowing that they're going to suspend me, because we found out just this past November, when another whistleblower came forward, that they did this intentionally. They did this maliciously to financially devastate me, was the quote from that whistleblower. And so when I get to Virginia and get suspended, they basically rendered us homeless. And I would say, so that was September of 22, probably sometime in October is when I get this bill, or maybe November of 22. I tried to appeal it. It took them over a year, or about a year, to respond. And today was the day by which I had to pay that bill. So I paid the bill yesterday. Otherwise, I would have incurred an additional 30% fee. And so I pay the bill, and you know, I'm pretty distraught about it, pretty upset, because they stopped paying me many, many, many months ago, over a year now. So I decided to post the image that you showed that I paid my bill in full, even though they stopped paying me and rendered my family homeless at the time, and did all of these things intentionally and maliciously to harm me and my family.
Yeah, well, they did so because you came forward, and that's the disturbing part in all of this, and people at home need to realize that. I want to talk about this too, because you're still technically an employee of the FBI, but they've just decided that they're going to keep you on the books, but they're going to do so without paying you, and they've also dropped your health insurance as well. Jesse, how you've seen this obviously play out before with other clients. How often do you see this take place with just other federal agencies kind of targeting folks this way? Because I think what's happened to Garrett isn't a unique situation. I've spoken to several people, and I hear about this quite often.
No, it's not unfortunately, it's not a unique situation. And organizations like the FBI, what they use is the classification process. Say, well, we're not going to fire you, but we're going to administratively suspend you, and we're going to pull your ability to have any sort of clearance. And if you can't have a clearance, you can't work for the FBI. And in the past, courts have said that that's not something that is subject to judicial review, whether or not the FBI or any other agency pulls your clearance. And so they think that that's their free ticket to retaliate against whistleblowers, which is exactly what we think is going on now in regards to Garrett. And I think it has to do with a number of other people that are out there too. It's one of the ways that the FBI right now believes that they are above the law. If any kind of company that the FBI was investigating did the very things that the FBI does here, the FBI would, you know, spring into gear. They'd raid not only the offices of the organization, but all their everybody in the C-suite, probably all the way down to the janitors, if they tried actions like this. And the Department of Justice would do everything they can to make sure that those people were sent to prison for, you know, the rest of their natural lives if they could. But there's this incredible hypocrisy right now, where the FBI wants to continue its own ability to retaliate against whistleblowers to protect itself, and something that, quite frankly, it's done for many, many, many years. And until we get true accountability for the FBI and some people with some real courage, some people with courage that match what Garrett's done and some of the other suspendables that are out there, we're not going to see real reform. We need, certainly leaders in Congress that are willing to stand up. And unfortunately, as we've seen, there are too many cowards in Congress that aren't willing to stand up to the FBI. But at the end of the day, we're also going to need a new presidential administration that isn't, in love with the FBI, that doesn't think the FBI can do no wrong, and will have some real accountability there. That's the way that we get reform.
Yeah, I think it's disgusting to watch this happen to Garrett, obviously, but it's not a unique situation. Like I mentioned, I did reach out to the FBI because I did want some answers on this. Specifically, Garrett, I did send them your tweet, and I did specifically ask them if they plan on firing you or if they plan on reinstating you. And the FBI says the FBI has no comments, was the response I got. So not very informative, but this is something that we need to be speaking about. I also want to mention and bring back the statement we got from Chairman Jim Jordan's office. In it, he's saying the Protect Whistleblowers from Retribution Act is something that would help resolve things like this. Garrett, you know it better than anyone. Do you think that will fix all of these issues?
No, I do not. I read the proposed legislation last night, and it doesn't fix it. So right off the bat, on page two, it says they want to change some of the language, and it says a disclosure described in section 2302 B8A, if such disclosure is not specifically prohibited by law, and if such information is not specifically required by executive order to be kept secret, blah 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 blah. So they basically say we're trying to reform the reprisal process. But 2302 is what governs what somebody like me, a whistleblower, what they can provide in a protected fashion to a place like Congress. There's a couple other avenues you can go, like even my direct supervisor in the FBI, which that's where all of this started, and it fell on deaf ears. My initial protected disclosures did through my chain of command. And you can go to DOJ, to the Inspector General at DOJ, and a couple other places you can go to provide these protected disclosures. So once things were falling on deaf ears for me, I said, okay, I need to go to Congress. So that's what I started doing. But this is what this law or proposed legislation does not fix. If you go and you read 5 USC 2302, it talks about a protected disclosure, and an agency like the FBI cannot engage in reprisal for a protected disclosure. Well, what the FBI does is they say, because this is what they said to me, well, we're not acting in a reprisal type fashion to you because we didn't suspend you for anything to do with a protected disclosure. We suspended you, in my case, for an allegation that you leaked information to the media. So they basically do a bait and switch. And so this legislation doesn't fix that.
Yeah, and I think that's a key issue here. Jesse, where do you think we could go to resolve this regarding legislation? What can Chairman Jim Jordan do right now to help people like Garrett?
Well, I mean, first of all, there needs to be accountability, and there needs to be consequences for the FBI. Right now, unfortunately, there weren't the votes in Congress. And it's not necessarily because of Jim Jordan and some of the people on that committee who truly do want some important reforms, but it's because of a lot of cowards in the Republican conference that aren't willing to stand up to the FBI. And so we just, fully funded effectively the FBI. We're giving them a $200 million, $1 billion, whatever it is, new headquarters. There's no accountability. So if there's no accountability, what's the point of new legislation when they're already not following the current legislation that's out there? What we need is some strength right now for people to know that there will be consequences when the FBI goes out and tries to destroy people's lives, who call them out for their misdeeds. That's going to require new leadership at the FBI, a complete overhaul of the seventh floor at the FBI. That those leaders, a complete overhaul of people that are going in, not because they want to just, fine-tune the FBI to be more effective at destroying good people's lives, but want to completely reform and overhaul the agency. And, the other thing that is just shameful is that Jim Jordan's committee here, the Weaponization Committee, was supposed to be fully funded. It was supposed to be funded like the January 6th committee was for the Democrats. And instead, they've done nothing to fund that committee. They've done nothing to fully staff that committee. It doesn't even have its own staff. There are some very good staff members on that committee, but they're also doing their same work on the Judiciary Committee. It wasn't like the millions and millions and millions of dollars that the Democrats were able to spend on the January 6th committee. And also there's these Democrats that are working at counter purposes to try to encourage weaponization of our system that remain on that committee right now, whereas on the January 6th committee, of course, anyone the Republicans want on that committee were summarily rejected, and it was a one-party committee, a uniparty committee, we should probably say here. And so, unfortunately, we see again that Republicans are completely unwilling to use the playbook of the day. They saw what the Democrats did, and they decided to unilaterally disarm and not play by the same rules. And that really is shameful that there wasn't more done to give the Weaponization Committee some real teeth, and that there were so many cowards in the Republican conference that they weren't able to hold the FBI accountable.
I 100% agree. It's always discouraging to see. And, again, folks, this is not the first time I've heard this. I've spoken with several FBI whistleblowers and other people who have come forward to report things to the Weaponization Committee, and they're just very frustrated because it goes ultimately nowhere. We haven't really seen much in the way of action. And I believe, we should give them a fair shot at investigating tips that they receive. It's not easy to do, but we're also not seeing anything. We're not seeing any results. And that's where all the frustration becomes. And well, also, the FBI wants a brand new shiny building, and they're getting just that. Garrett, without giving away too much personal information into your finances, I just kind of want to go over to our audience and kind of give them a look as to what this means for you, because the FBI is creating financial pressure on you and your family, and they did so by forcing you to do this move. And then when you got to your new location, they completely suspended you, and then you've been without pay since. We're talking, I think, over 18 months now. So what has it been like for you, because you have children, you have a wife? What has it been like for your family since they started this? Because it's harassment, and it's financial harassment as well.
Right. And also this legislation, it doesn't address that either. The onus needs to be put back onto these agencies. Right now, they strip your pay and they let you wallow. And it can take years and years and years, which is why most people in my situation end up resigning, because who can go this long without getting paid? We've had to rely on donations. And just this week, so because the FBI also stripped my health insurance, we got a letter in mid to late February of this year, which was backdated to January of this year. And they said, "Oh yeah, by the way, you don't have health insurance anymore either. Oh, and here's a bill for that." So we had that bill as well. But just this week, because we no longer have health insurance, we've had to seek personal insurance, and that's expensive. But we've had a family member in my nuclear family had a procedure recently, and between this FBI bill and these medical bills, we're at $7,000 just this month. And when I was an active FBI agent, I was taking home $6,000 a month. Well, that salary is zero, and it's been zero for many, many months. And then we have people like Christopher Wray. He testified last July and claimed that me and Marcus Allen and others would be violating potential federal law possibly for simply accepting donations. And so it's been pretty devastating. But as you know, Brianna and Jesse too, I'm a man of faith, and honestly, my faith has only been strengthened through this because we have seen the Lord provide. He has provided in mysterious ways, and we praise Him for that. And we also praise the Lord for emboldening us and strengthening our faith, and even for giving me the courage to continue to speak out and to point to this evil that is happening. And it's not just to me. It's evil that's happening to Marcus Allen, to the IRS whistleblowers, to Kyle Serafin, to Steve Friend, and to others who aren't in the public sphere. And so this government is way off the rails. They act as if they are God, and they are not. And I will not bend the knee to anybody but Christ.
I love that. Thank you, Garrett. I mean, listen, this is meant to intimidate you, intimidate other whistleblowers from coming forward. And like you just said, you know, when Christopher Wray said that, it's a threat. We, you know, Steve Friend also, during the same testimony that you gave in front of Congress that same day, Steve Friend also was grilled about taking donations as well from Cash Patel. And they tried to embarrass him for doing so. But there's very few Americans right now who could survive without getting paid for 18 months. And it's disgusting what they do to the people. Now, folks, if you're at home right now wondering how you could follow, you know, Garrett and all of his work, head over to his Substack right now. It's lastline.substack.com. That's lastline.substack.com. He writes a ton of great pieces. And so I hope you all go over there and subscribe as well. We appreciate it, Jesse and Garrett, for speaking out. Please keep us posted. Don't pay that medical bill. Let's forward that to Jim Jordan's office and see what they could do about it. Well, you might have seen this yesterday on Twitter. This video has garnished millions of views, and it's all about a former employee over at Louder with Crowder. His name is Jared Monroe. Many of you might be familiar with him. He claims to be speaking about issues that he endured while working there. Now, again, folks, the video is very long. It's over 15 minutes long, so we highly recommend you head over to his Twitter page to take a look. But it's interesting what he cites here, and I kind of wanted to walk through it. There's a couple of key points that stood out to me, and that's what we're going to go through right now. Now, in this video, he discusses that he thinks that he is being targeted through lawsuits and all of these kind of, as we talk about on the show, lawfare tactics, he claims. He claims he's being targeted through depositions, discovery, cease and desists, and NDAs. But ultimately, he cites, and we'll go through it specifically, discovery and depositions. He goes through the details of that and how he was forced to kind of comply with that. And although a lot of people were commenting on it yesterday, it's really just normal legal stuff. Now, he also cites an NDA that he's involved in. He signed this willingly, and he openly admits that. He signed this back in 2018 after he left Louder with Crowder. And in it, he details that he wants to be released from it so he could speak freely. But he willingly signed that NDA, folks. Now, we're very familiar with NDAs. I know I am. I've been in media for over 10 years. I've signed a bunch of them. And you really can't get out of them. Once you sign them, you're in them. And so it's deeply concerning that these videos are garnishing millions of views, and he's speaking out about the company. He's not saying the company's name. He's going around it. But he's speaking out and making allegations. And, well, you can't do that with an NDA. And so Louder with Crowder has been very silent on the issue. They have not spoken out about much because, well, these are all pending issues going on right now. As many of you know, Steven Crowder is involved in a divorce that, you know, sadly is getting very, very nasty. And so he can't speak out in his own defense. But publicly, there's been just an absolute outpour of people bashing his character. And so he's just kind of left there to sit and have to just endure it because he cannot speak out. So this former employee, Jared, has made these allegations in a video, and he's outlined them in great detail. Again, folks, head over to his Twitter page, take a look at this if you'd like to. He's also claiming that based on a cease and desist letter, he can't communicate with friends. And well, now Louder with Crowder is pushing back. Again, folks, he has made tons of allegations. And how many times are you going to sit here and allow people to bash you and say things that you dispute? Well, Louder with Crowder is suing him and both Steven Crowder's ex-wife, Hillary. And they're saying, you know, that this defendant, Jared, has been given several opportunities to, number one, not get sued. They've offered him several different avenues. They call them olive branches as well, where they told him that we're not going to sue you. We're not going to go after any type of, you know, financial disputes, but just stop breaking your NDA. And he still is not. So listen, guys. Many of us wondering why this is taking place. Why would you speak out and break an NDA? I know I'm involved in several of them. I don't break them. But folks, some people do. And well, when you do, you get sued. And that's what's happening right now with Louder with Crowder. They're going after their former employee. And rightfully so. I want to bring in the CEO of Louder with Crowder, Gerald Morgan. Gerald, thank you for joining us. We greatly appreciate it.
Brianna, thank you very much for having me on to talk about this. I would just first like to say that it's pretty obvious why an NDA is necessary when, even though he has an NDA, he is going out and violating the NDA that he voluntarily signed on to. That doesn't crystallize it for people out there to say, why do you need some kind of legal contract with somebody? He signed it and is still going out. Can you imagine unfettered what kind of things that he would go out and say to try to hurt this company, whether they be true or not? And in this case, not.
Yeah. Well, the thing about that is I've worked in TV for over 10 years now. So I know that this is a common practice, right? You either sign it either as soon as you accept employment or you sign it after you leave when there's a settlement involved. But he didn't detail any settlements or anything of that nature, but he signed it when he left. He also signed a non-compete and he openly admits that. And I think that's quite interesting. But non-competes, for those of you at home who aren't familiar with the term, it's something that's not enforceable by the courts. We sign them all the time. It just meant that you're not going to trade company secrets over to, if you go somewhere else, go to another network, you're not going to say much. But he outlines both of those things, and I wanted to talk about it. So the non-compete, he's saying, when he sought employment after leaving Louder with Crowder, was used against him, and it was forced him to leave another company. So is there anything you guys could say about that? Because I've never seen a non-compete get enforced, and so I was a little confused by those allegations.
Well, that would be news to me. Yeah. I don't know of any job where he went to get employment and that this company came after him. Now, I will admit freely that I became CEO at the beginning of last year. I've been involved with the show since 2016. I was kind of a regular guest every once in a while. And then I became a part of The Daily Show in 2017, but not a part of the business dealings in the show until well after Jared was gone. So it would be news to me that anything happened where he went and got a job and somebody came after him and illegally tried to get him fired from said job. I know there were a lot of difficulties surrounding his voluntary resignation and voluntary signature on that NDA, but I don't know if anybody had anything to do with him losing a job or an opportunity. I would have to understand a little bit more about that to really be able to comment. And I can ask some people, but I've not heard of that.
Yeah. So I wanted to also talk about the NDA because I think that's important too. People on social media are saying that he could be released from the NDA and speak openly if you guys choose to do so. But obviously now you guys are suing. So why did you guys decide not to release him from the NDA?
Well, like I said, when we started off, I mean, look at what he's doing right now, even under the threat of an NDA, basically saying like, look, hey, you can't go out and just say whatever you want about a company, including the address where Steven Crowder and his kids sleep. The reason I talk about that is because people understand doxing. They understand how bad that is, especially if somebody is a controversial public figure. Even if it's somebody who is beloved by everyone, there are crazy super fans out there that may unintentionally make things very awkward for them. Well, in this case, Steven has people that have given him death threats in the past. He's produced videos on Islam that have gotten him put on kill lists, essentially, around the world in different countries. So, of course, we take extraordinary steps. Jared understands that. But then Hillary Crowder doxes Steven's address. And then we believe Jared then turned around and used that to potentially send a package to Steven or gave the address because it was sent within about 9 to 10 miles of his home. There was no sender on it. The threatening message was on this. You can go check this out on my Twitter, X. Sorry, I know the name changed, at G Morgan Jr. And you can see it was sent. And that's all we're left to understand because it was in a text thread that we gained access to through this divorce that said, here's the information. It's all publicly available, though, too. It's in our lawsuit also with Hillary. It's in our lawsuit with Jared now. Just so everybody knows out there, I did give Jared every opportunity. He decided not to take any of them. I said, knock it off. That was it. Write us back, say you'll knock it off. It's essentially what getting a cease and desist is. Form 202, not a lawsuit. It's, hey, knock it off. Tell us how far this went. You can have any conversation you want with your friends. I don't care. You guys want to go talk about sports? Fine. Fantastic. You can't go and talk about something that you signed a piece of paper saying you wouldn't talk about. And here is why. You can just make stuff up. There was no lawsuit when he launched that GoFundMe yesterday. Zero lawsuits against Jared. There was a motion to get information. And by the way, we did win that with the judge. The judge said there was enough evidence to move forward. The timeline on getting a deposition expired on March 15th. He released his video and his GoFundMe on March 26th. What does that tell you about the timeline? It was already done. He decided to come out and do this, and that is why we filed suit. He will not stop until he understands that you cannot go around breaking the contracts that you voluntarily enter into. Just do the right and honorable thing, and certainly don't insert yourself into somebody else's divorce and try to get their kids taken away from them, which he did in the text as well.
Yeah. And so you cited, first off, two things. Number one, his GoFundMe has raised over $76,000 since releasing this video. But I also want to talk about, and this is element seven, where allegedly there's text messages from him to Hillary, which is Steven's ex-wife. And it says, I just don't want him anywhere near those kids. It's concerning for many. He's involving himself, he's injecting himself into a divorce custody battle, which obviously many of us know, and this is nothing new. Those do get nasty. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Here he is. So this would be clear for many of us that this is kind of a way that you're breaking your NDA agreement and you're injecting yourself into a divorce battle, which he shouldn't be. And then there was this post, and I want to get to element three. It's Jared and Hillary in Georgia. They both met up. And if you take a look, how he changed my mind is I guess it's like a binder that's now facing, or a sign that's now facing the camera. So again, this does look like it's very strategic. And again, it's a divorce battle. I don't want to get involved in it, but you guys are accusing them of extortion now at this point, which I thought was interesting too. So Hillary posted on social media, and again, I feel bad because Stephen Crowder can't defend himself, but she posted on social media that she was looking for remote work, which I understand. But then we find out, and it's only because now you're speaking out in his defense, that she is getting $25,000 a month from him. Yeah. And on top of it, the legal expenses, too, are also paid by Stephen as well. So again, folks, this is quite interesting. Now, I also want to detail, because it's a lot to go through, so I'm going to kind of hit this as quick as possible.
Can I hit her plan really quickly? Yeah, because you outlined a couple of things. I've got her the text right here. This is per Hillary's father in a group text thread where Hillary liked the message to the family. And this is, I quote, "and the type of team I want. They understand right-wing media. They are familiar with who Stephen is in that world and the things that would destabilize him." Mm-hmm. "Remember that I said that word. They're trying to destabilize him. Fully understand and agree that Hillary's goals and expectations for the outcome of this divorce are reasonable and attainable, not necessarily according to Texas family law precedent, but by employing a media/Brian Friedman and PR strategy that will significantly threaten this public persona and brand." And then one more from his father to Hillary and other family members as well in a group text. "The longer the divorce proceedings go on, the worse outcome for SC, Stephen Crowder. Developing damaging, PR assets should be pursued. That deliverable is up to us, not the legal team. At the right time, Mark Scroggins will show SC the path to make it all go away. We're going to do everything that we can to destabilize him. We're going to assemble these assets for a negative PR campaign. We're going to loop in everybody that we can. And when we have hurt his brand enough, when we have caused him enough pain, we're going to have her first, not current, but first divorce attorney come in and say, here's how you make it all go away." That is not how this is working. That's not how it's supposed to work. That is extortion. That's tortious interference. That's why we filed that lawsuit against Hillary, because that has been the plan since before the ring footage was ever released. It is insane that was the thinking that has tied all of this together. And then Jared gets involved after 5 or 6 years of silence out of nowhere, gets roped into this. And that picture you saw with how he changed my mind was supposed to be a book that they were talking about maybe getting written. It was all designed to squeeze every last penny that they could out of Stephen and to hurt his reputation and his brand in the process until he said no more, please. Guess what? He didn't. Finally, he had the opportunity to be able to have me talk about some lawsuits that are public, all of the information publicly available that you can go get. So I'm not breaking any rules doing it, and show you exactly what we've been dealing with for over a year and a half at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I often tell the audience too, on just every case, number one, civil lawsuits, they get dirty. It's just how it is. Mm-hmm. And you can't jump to conclusions because, well, so many people, when they saw the Ring doorbell video footage, were upset. And I understand, because out of context, it does look bad. But
it looks like an argument between a husband and wife. Yeah. And that's never going to look good, no matter how voices weren't even being raised. But no matter what, it's going to look bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And you cited it today on your show as well, that there was over, I think, what'd you say, 200,000 hours of footage that was erased?
Well, over 2,000 hours of footage was deleted while she was under a court order not to do so. And over 8,000 hours of footage was just never turned over. And the video itself was missing, I think, 15 to 30 seconds of the video. So there was a heavy editing that went on even during that video. So this wasn't just a, hey guys, I'm just telling you what's going on. This was a carefully designed plan with Brian Friedman. I mentioned that name a minute ago because they said that's the person, Brian Friedman/PR. Brian Friedman is the attorney that represented the accuser to Bauer, right?
Yes, Trevor Bauer, the pitcher. MLB player.
Yeah, Trevor, mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Trevor Bauer lost his contract, lost, I believe it was about $100 million contract because of this controversy. It was basically kicked out of Major League Baseball. And it turns out that this accuser made it all up. He was completely vindicated in court, but it doesn't matter because the damage had already been done. That was the lawyer that they said, let's get that guy to go out and do this.
Yeah.
And we found out all about that. We found out all about what went on in that case and that he went to the public showing pictures of her looking like she had been beat up, Trevor Bauer's accuser, looking like she had been beat up when it never even happened. And we finally found a picture of her with him the night before or the morning of, smiling and laughing, and then text messages, I'm going to take him for all he's worth, and I'm going to get that bag. Like, it didn't matter to this guy.
Yeah.
Put it out in the public will do your work for you, and Trevor will have to bend the knee because he'll lose the $100 million contract if he doesn't.
Yeah.
Same kind of scenario.
Well, the interesting part in that too, so everyone kind of maybe knows, but I used to work in Major League Baseball before, so I was very familiar with Trevor Bauer when all these accusations came to surface. And when I saw the medical records, I was a little upset because it did sound like something happened. Yeah. But then the only reason why we knew, we found out afterwards that nothing took place like she accused him of, was because he fought back. And through discovery, which you guys are now going through, obviously, they were able to get information and things that they actually withheld from his legal team.
Yeah.
And they were able to show that there was a video that was taken and it didn't show the bruises that she had after she left. I mean, this woman literally in medical records said she had concussions. And so that's why it's important to fight back. And so it's going to be a nasty, long battle between the two. And I totally understand that this is how it plays out. It's very sad, especially when children are involved. But you also can't sit there with your hands behind your back and just allowing people to throw punches and not push back. And also, I wanted to bring this up too. Maybe you could address this a bit. It's element eight. So in a text message, it looks like it comes from Hillary. It's about offers that were made to her. And in it, it looks like she's stating that these offers were good. Her lawyers think that they were good. Can you detail that for us a bit so we could get that in context?
Yeah, I mean, and I'll read it. I've actually got it here in front of me. I have several of these. The financial offer was serious, and the business valuator and both of my attorneys agreed the financial offer was good. And while that's better than what I would get in court, I want more freedom than that. Now, I think there's a middle part probably in there that's talking about some custody as well. So that's all together. The overall offer was good. The financial offer was great, but I want more freedom than that. Well, it just became more and more and more and more after that. So if somebody says, I want more than a court will give me, there's text messages from their family members saying, we're going to get you more than what Texas precedent has. We'll put enough pressure on this guy till he can finally see something that makes it all go away. Like that is that's the textbook definition of extortion and tortious interference. Like that is exactly what we are alleging in our lawsuit. And it is moving forward. Just so you know, in the case with Jared, the lawyer or the judge agreed that there's enough for us to move forward there. In the case against Brittany White, there's enough for us to move forward there. In the case against Hillary Crowder, there's enough for us to move forward there. We've got three judgments in a row right now where people are saying like, yeah, like you've kind of got these guys. Like, I'm not going to put words in the judge's mouth, but we look at it and we're like, gosh, this seems like an open and shut case. You guys really need to kind of figure this out. And we need to come to some kind of an understanding that keeps you from just continuing to do this and just make stuff up. You can just make whatever you want up. Trevor Bauer lived it. Is he, by the way, Brianna, is he back in major leagues right now? He's not.
He's trying to get back in, but he's not. Yeah. And he was the top of his game when she made these allegations against him too. It's crazy. And then he had to go overseas to go play ball. And obviously your career's over at that point. So making his way back into Major League Baseball is difficult. But also what happened to him too is other women came forward. They said, oh, this happened to us too. Mm-hmm. But we see that commonly happen. And it's upsetting because, again, they just try to jump on the money train. And that's what they think is going to take place.
It happens.
That one pissed me off. Yeah.
Yeah. No, exactly. No, I understand. And it pisses me off too to have to have lived through this kind of scenario where video comes out, article. And we're like, wait, what? Everybody's just running with this and buying the lie. And then finally, we get to show people, like, hey, this is an opinion. This isn't me just saying, oh, Steven Crowder's a good guy. This is me saying we're all flawed. We are all absolutely flawed creatures. I believe in God. Faith is incredibly important to me. I believe outside of Christ, I have no hope. Great week for us to be focusing on that. Unfortunately, what we're focusing right now on is a scheme perpetrated by Hillary and her family to get Stephen as broken as possible and then come in and give him one final offer to get out of all of this that would be more than she would ever be able to get in court. That's not how this works. I'm sorry. That's just not how this works. And I take no pleasure at all in being a part of what is happening right this second. I don't want to sue anybody. Yeah. I don't want anybody's financial future impacted, ruined potentially. I don't want that at all. I want people to honor their agreements and I want people to knock it off and move on with their life. Stop making stuff up. Stop exaggerating. Stop not telling the truth about time here at this company and just move on with your life and go do something else. Honor your agreements. And they just don't seem willing to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's what it looks like. We'll see how it plays out because, you know, these things do take some time to resolve, but I'm sure you guys will do so. And I'm sure more evidence will come forward. Gerald, thank you for joining us. I know this is past your hours, your work hours. So we greatly appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
If you enjoyed that interview, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button right now. If you're watching on Rumble or YouTube, leave us some feedback. We greatly appreciate it. So drop a comment in the comment section. And if you're listening on any of the podcasting platforms like Spotify or iTunes, you give us 5 stars for each of these episodes. We greatly appreciate it. And you can also leave us feedback there as well. And if you want to stay in touch, head over to briannamorello.com. That's where you guys can subscribe to my Substack page. That's where we drop all of the exclusive details regarding my reports. And well, I won't spam you to death, and it's free. Okay, so head over right now to briannamorello.com and subscribe to our Substack. And we'll be right back with more. I want to tell you guys about my friend Allie. Allie is always complaining about her feet hurting because she's always in heels and working on them. And so I gifted her the new My Slippers 2.0. And let me tell you something, guys, it's been a complete game changer for Allie. You see, Allie tells me now it feels like she's walking on clouds because these slippers are so soft and the cushioning on them is perfect. She is so happy with her new My Slippers 2.0 that she's bragging about it to everyone. And well, if you go on MyPillow.com right now, you'll notice that everyone's talking about these slippers. They're incredible. So right now you have to head over to MyPillow.com and secure your slippers right now. Now, if you want to save up to 66% off, you got to do it by using promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Again, make sure you're using promo code Brianna if you want to secure your 66% off and get them now before they sell out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our 6-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Well, we finally have a victory that we want to celebrate in the lawfare attacks that continue to get launched against conservative voices and strong conservative voices. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, he has a major victory. They've just dismissed the criminal charges that have been facing him for over a decade. It's related to security fraud charges. Now, these are charges that several, I mean, pretty much all Texas counties didn't want to really go after him for. But of course, all you have to do is find one that's willing to launch a lawfare attack. And well, they did. So he's battling this out for over a decade now, but he has finally had those charges dismissed. But it's also an agreement to certain things. So ultimately, he's going to have to pay out roughly $300,000. He's also going to have to complete 100 hours of community service and 15 hours of legal ethics education. Now, many of you know, Ken Paxton is somebody who we strongly rely on to push back against the Biden regime, and they've tried through several different avenues of going after him. This was just one of many because, well, he's been fighting for years for Texans. And so this is a moment we'd like to celebrate, of course, because any victory against the people who are launching Lawfare against strong conservative voices needs to be celebrated. And joining us to do just that is Brandon Waltons. He is the host of the Daily Headlines over on Texas Scorecard. Brandon, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that this decade-long now political prosecution against Attorney General Ken Paxton is finally over.
Yeah, it's a great news for us because, I mean, listen, we're constantly covering Republicans who are targeted by Lawfare, and he's been doing this longer than anyone, fighting for Americans and conservative values, and, well, they've been launching these attacks. I mean, he's probably one of the original people who had to deal with these attacks. This is something to celebrate. He also beat out the impeachment that they tried to launch on him as well. And so this is just a victory, and we need to celebrate it. But I want to talk about how several counties just didn't want to go after him. And eventually there was one county that decided to go after him. So you've been following the story for quite some time. So tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, these charges literally stem back over a decade ago. Before he was even attorney general, he had served in the state legislature. And of course, being one of the top conservatives, he was like the top conservative senator when he was in the U.S. Senate, one of the most conservative when he was in the Texas House before that. Well, naturally, he started making enemies even back then. And so you had these securities fraud charges, which sound really scary because they'll say, usually whenever you read it in the left-wing media, they'd say, you know, he's facing up to 99 years in prison for securities fraud charges, which sounds, you know, really serious, really scary. What it ultimately amounts to, the allegations, are essentially like a paperwork error. It's about whether or not you properly disclose, right, on a correct form when you're involved in selling, you know, interest in a company. Stuff that, by the way, and this is an important detail that often gets left out, nobody had been prosecuted for before. Okay. So nobody had been prosecuted for this. Instead, they decided to go after the attorney general shortly after he took office in 2015. And these charges have been following him around. They've like moved, you know, it's moved venues multiple times. The prosecutors had a dispute delaying the trial because they didn't feel they were getting paid enough. And so they were going to the court to try to get their compensation increased. In the meantime, this was this anvil sort of hanging over, you know, his head anytime he was reported on. You know, even look at the impeachment last year, where a lot of folks may have seen that, where he was acquitted, that Texas House impeached him, he was acquitted in the Senate. But even after that, you had some members of the Texas House who supported impeachment saying, well, just wait, because he's going, you know, these charges are really serious and he's going to be going to prison. Well, not only are the charges now set to be dismissed through this pretrial agreement, but there's actually, this isn't a plea bargain. I've heard it sometimes said, okay, he pled, you know, there's a plea here. There's no plea. He didn't plead guilty. He says, I'm not guilty. So this isn't an admission of guilt. And so if you're somebody who supported his impeachment last year, those people right now have been very silent. And I guess, you know, they're just saying now, I mean, no joke, some are saying, well, just wait. The federal government, federal charges, DOJ, the FBI, they're going to come in and get him. I mean, it just never ends.
Yeah, but that's the idea of Lawfare, is they want to go after you from all different avenues. They want to both financially drain you, mentally drain you, and just keep targeting you. And it wouldn't surprise me if the DOJ got involved, because he's involved in several lawsuits against them because they have just completely overstepped on so many different levels. And so when you turn to Ken Paxton, he's really one of the very few. And that's why I'm jealous as a Floridian. I'm jealous of everything that you guys have over in Texas when it comes to him, because he's one of the few who actually go out there and fight for Texans and fight for American values. And that's what's so important. You're obviously on the ground in Texas, and you have your finger to the pulse. You know better than anyone else. How are Texans feeling right now about the dismissal?
Well, this is great. I mean, I'll tell you, frankly, I don't know that, you know, most people maybe even knew that these charges had been out there, literally been reelected time and time again. You know, it had been part of those campaigns. Certainly voters knew about this. They were being brought up in those elections. I think that a lot of people didn't really expect him to be convicted on these. I mean, after all, like I said, this was something that nobody had ever been convicted for in the state before. This was, you know, very transparently. I mean, when you have something dragging on for 9 years, it becomes pretty clear what the motivation is, especially when it's going after not only someone in politics, but somebody as reviled by the left as Attorney General Paxton.
Yeah. And he's America's fighter, so they want to go after him with all force. And like you mentioned, I mean, Texans elected him, reelected him, and want him to stay as their AG. So this was not the will of the people that they were doing this for. So good for him. I'm excited. You know, just 6 months ago, like you mentioned, he beat out the impeachment, and now we have this. So this is a massive win for Americans all across the country that you can fight back against this. You don't have to give in by, you know, allowing them to bash you and pleading guilty to these charges that you know you didn't commit. And I am just so happy for him. This is one less thing he has to worry about because, like I mentioned, he's got to go after the Biden regime. There's so much to go after them for. So, Brandon,
a lot of work to be done there.
There is these days, especially. Brandon, we greatly appreciate you as always and everything you're doing over at Texas Scorecard. Again, folks, it's texasscorecard.com. That's how you stay in touch with all of Brandon's work. So head on over there. Brandon, thank you for your time as always. We appreciate it. Okay, growing up, my mom would constantly tell me as I was watching my pizza pocket or whatever was reheating in the microwave to don't stand too close to the microwave. She'd always tell me that. Well, she was onto something. There's a study that I just recently found and I wanted to bring your attention to it. It highlights the dangers of the radiation that comes off of these microwaves. And well, in this study specifically, it details, and it's very, very specific, it details impair eye vision. It details how microwaves affect the cognitive ability. Yeah, that's probably something I have a problem with these days. It increases the risk of Alzheimer's. And well, there are a ton of other things it cites, but many of you have probably already known this. We talk about on the show quite often the risk EMF radiation poses to us right now, and it's something that we should all be aware of. And well, I'm aware of it because our good friend Gina Paith is someone who always reminds us of these facts, and Gina joins us now. She is the founder of Redemption Shield. Gina, thank you for joining us. We always appreciate having you on.
It's great to be with you, Brianna.
Thank you so much. So listen, I joke all the time, but my mom was right when she would tell me to go and not be in front of the microwave because the radiation coming off the microwave does hurt your eyes. You're telling me all the time, don't look at it, don't look at it. And me just being the rebellious child I was, I would do so. And so, you know, I might have some issues now, our audience is aware of. But I want to talk about the dangers of all of this because, well, it's very important. And also, I mean, we'll talk about this in just a moment, but there seems to be several pieces of legislation. We cited it last week when we had you on the show, where they're trying to fast track all of these things. So let's dive into the microwave first. What are some of the things that Americans should be really concerned about? Just microwaves.
Well, just microwaves in general. I mean, we've all had a question about this for several years. We've always kind of wondered, is this really good for us to be zapping our food this quickly? And so I've actually moved away from the microwave. I have unplugged my microwave simply because it is causing problems that, you know, I started to feel really bad about 5 years ago. I'm in my 50s, but I was starting to feel very unwell. And it wasn't just the food that I was eating. Like, it was my electronics that I had on my body and so many things that were affecting me. And so I had to begin to make several changes. But now that we're dealing with these extremes, Brianna, that, I mean, everyone has numerous electronics in their home. We have faster and faster Wi-Fi. We have all these cell towers. So it's just numerous things that we're dealing with. And we have to really start to begin to pull back the reins and say, okay, do I really need this much power in my house?
I think it's really important for everyone to kind of think about that because, yeah, that is a problem right now. And we're going to feel the effects of it if you're not feeling it already. I think most of us are, though, and they're very aware of these issues. But they should also be concerned right now because there's plenty of legislation that's being pushed through right now in the federal level, which is meant to fast track all of these developments regarding, you know, wireless development, all of these cell phone towers that are going up, all of these devices and these infrastructures that are going to cause us harm. Right now, there's currently 50 bills that are being fast tracked right now in both chambers. And well, I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week, and I'll have us go a little bit into greater detail on this. But what they're looking to do is make sure that local communities cannot push back when they're looking to place a tower or anything that they want in their area. So let's talk about this because 50 bills is a lot. It's a lot to push back on, but you've been studying this. You've been following this. Give us a list of what specifically these bills are looking to do and how Americans can push back.
Well, especially HR 3557 right now, that is one of the bigger bills that are being pushed through. And many of these bills that are surrounding these electronics and this spectrum and, you know, cable companies, essentially what they're trying to do is remove all litigation or any stoppage of them being able to put these anywhere they want. And that means every cable company, I mean, they can just go and put them up, and the cities will only have a certain amount of time to even look over what they're trying to do and then respond. But the problem is many of these city councils don't even know the dangers. So how are they going to respond in a quick way to these towers going up when they don't even know themselves? So it's really a way to get around any moratoriums, and so they can just throw these up anywhere they want. But also this is something that really concerns me, is that they're trying to do this in federal lands. So this is going to mean our national forests. It's going to mean places that have been so pristine and that we all love to get away to get away from electronics, to get away from microwave radiation, is going to begin to take place. And we will not be able to say anything about it. I mean, it's just devastating when you tune into the animals and the wildlife and how they're going to be affected, much less us humans. Yeah. So it goes into every area of life. And, you know, even the bumblebee is really, the bees are really struggling because they're pollinators and they can't handle these frequencies either. So it affects our food chain as well. So there's so many things that these microwave radiation or EMF is affecting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think everyone should be concerned. I know our audience is, and, you know, they go to you for solutions because that's just what you do. I want to talk about the microwave again. You have a solution right now. For those of you who aren't familiar with her products, she has the best products to protect yourself against the EMF radiation. And that's why we love talking to her about this. So we cited the microwave, and I wanted to remind our audience that if you're interested in going over, it's redemptionshield.com is the website. You have grounding pads, and that it could potentially help push back against the radiation coming off the microwaves. Is that correct?
Yes, it's something so simple as what we call earthing or grounding, which some people are really not familiar with this, but it's been around for years. And essentially, this conductive mat that you see in front of you, there's a pet laying on one or one that you can put underneath your bed sheet. These are made of a conductive carbon, and they actually plug right into the third round hole in your outlet. Mm-hmm. And so that is how you ground yourself. And you can see that in the picture coming up. But what I'm going to show you is what it actually does to your body, because you can see that all day long. You can see these mats, but what are they doing? So essentially, I can measure the electricity in my body, and I'm going to do that right now using a multimeter. And so right now I have one, actually I'm had my arm on here, so I'm going to hold this here. Okay, so here we go. So the multimeter is about 1.8 volts, and that's what's in my body right now. When I touch the mat, all of that leaves my body. And so now I have less than 1 volt in my body. So when these electrons are hitting my body or hitting your body or our pets, what happens is it can be released through the ground. And it's really amazing how it works, but people sleep better at night. They are much more calm. Children with ADHD have seen relief. They've been able to sleep. In fact, I just had a young man that was involved in a school shooting, and he couldn't sleep very well. His parents were very concerned. They put a grounding mat on his bed, and he's sleeping every night like a baby. So these do work, and your pets love them. I mean, there's stories of pets who don't want to get off the bed because of the grounding mat. So
yes.
They know it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, they know it's good. And I think it's so incredible, all of these benefits of these grounding mats, because, well, I mean, that's really important. I love the story of the kid now who could finally get some relief, because so many times we, instead of actually fixing the core of the issues, we highly medicate children. And well, this is a great solution to avoid just that, because there are long-term effects of, you know, giving children too much medications that, you know, rewire their brains or just kind of, it doesn't really help your natural levels within your brain. I guess I'm not a doctor, but don't take my word for it. But right. It doesn't help when you're drugging them all up. I know that for a fact, because I've had many of my friends who are on antidepressants because they're taking anxiety medications. And when you have simpler solutions that don't affect your health, I'm a fan of that, of course. So I love it. But you're also in the fashion industry a little bit. So I have my fanny pack that I love, and it's so cute. And I love it because I constantly walk my dog, so I have to wear my fanny pack this way. So you have a fanny pack, which I love dearly. Let's go through some of the accessories that you offer.
So I love the fanny pack because actually crossbody bags are super cute right now and all ages. I mean, I have the gray and the black, which are very nice colors. They match pretty much everything. And children love them. Teenagers, all ages love a fanny pack. So it's amazing how things come back around. So the fanny packs are great. And then we also have different bags, and we have new bags coming as well. And we're excited about that. They're going to be coming here in the next month or so, just different colors, like the single cell phone bag right there. We're going to have that in a gray color too. And then we're just going to continue to grow and kind of listen to the needs and wants of our customers and make new things. But we also have our baseball hats.
Hey, so, this is my favorite.
It's a great time to wear a baseball hat. You know, it's baseball season, but the cool thing about the hats is they actually have a silver material inside, and it blocks your head from getting zapped. So this is really nice, and no one doesn't even need to know that you're wearing a silver hat. Isn't that cool?
I love it. I love it.
There's a lot of things. I have a hoodie that I wear sometimes when I'm just around and about. And if I'm doing stuff on my laptop, I'll wear my hoodie. And so there's so many different things. We have hats, we have hoods, we have so many different things, scarves. Ladies love the scarves because you can just literally wrap that around your shoulders. And so in a office, you know, you would be able to wear this and no one would even know that you're protecting your upper body while you're typing on your laptop. So they don't need to know that this is silver. It just looks like a shawl, kind of like a little cover. And these come in black and gray. So we kind of stuck with those basic colors, but we'll move in other directions as people request those. So we're excited about the products that we're putting out, and people love them. I mean, we really do sell a lot. And we also have like little jewelry things too. We have the copper, which some people are real big fans of copper, and they believe that copper is very, very beneficial for arthritis or any inflammation. So we have those. Those are wonderful. And then we have little pendants as well that you can wear that are made of like crystals. And people like that as well because those are negative ions. So they kind of send kind of a positive feel to your body. So all of these things, I mean, there's just several things you can choose from. And we're just excited to be able to offer this.
Yeah. And I think it's great. So right now, folks, if you head over to redemptionshield.com, you're running an actual Easter sale right now. But just for our audience, because you're listening to this show right now, you're also allowing our audience to tack on an extra 10% in savings when they use promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. So again, folks, you're getting the Easter sale prices, plus you're also getting the 10% off with the promo code BREE. That's B-R-E right now. It's an incredible, incredible deal. And listen, everyone reaches out to us all the time about these products. I know our fans are like loving right now the bed sheets. I know those are a big one for you. They love them. They literally, I mean, everyone's telling me that they could sleep at night now with those. But I also wanted to mention too, you have a Wi-Fi router cover.
Oh, we do. Yeah. The Wi-Fi router covers, we sell a ton of these. Yeah. And I like to show this little demonstration, but this is a EM or HF meter, a high frequency meter, and it measures the kind of the sound of the frequencies. So this is what's right here, just around me. But when I put it right by my laptop, you can hear it goes crazy. Yeah. So that's just from that, but I can put this copper material over the top and look at that. It's amazing.
So incredible.
And then it comes right back out. So this is a Wi-Fi cover made of copper that you can just put right over the top of your router, and it minimizes that frequency coming off of it. We have way too much power in our home, and we don't need that much. We were doing fine with 2G and 3G.
Yes.
We were doing fine with the routers that we had a couple years ago, but everything has to get faster and faster without doing the studies of how it's going to affect you and I.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the sheets, I want to go back to that, Bree, because look, these are so popular. I mean, yeah, I sell a ton of them, and they have silver running through them, and they plug in just like the grounding mats, and they take that electricity out of your body just like the mats do.
It's incredible. It really is incredible. I mean, I know our audience is loving it. I mean, look, and they look amazing too. I mean, they look amazing. That's the best part in all of this. So again, folks, when you head over to redemptionshield.com, you could get the sale prices. Plus, take advantage of this. 10% off with just the promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. It's an amazing offer you have to take advantage of now. And you know, Gina, you and I talk about it, but the gamers right now, I mean, they're using more than 5G to play their video games and whatnot. And they're doing like all these live streams. So they're just ramping it up with all this EMF radiation that they're exposing themselves to. So these are all great ideas, especially for parents at home who are concerned, to definitely just take a look at the website, see what you're interested in, and take advantage of this offer, because you're getting the sale prices plus the 10% off with promo code BREE. So Gina, we always appreciate having you on. You have so much information for us, so we always appreciate that as well. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for giving us this exclusive offer, because I love it. I love it so much. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Bree, and happy Easter to everyone and Passover.
You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm gonna say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend, Dr. Kirk Elliott, because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure. And he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team, 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's kirkelliottphd.com/Brianna. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.